Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Guerin. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate your support. Always, it's the Steve Guerin Show. Ah, yes. Furiously fast. Yes, doing it all. Let's see, three big things you need to know right now. Well, it's vanished on me, of course. I don't know why, it just vanished on me. It happens. So what are we doing today? Well, here's what we're doing today. We're talking about the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the Inflation Reduction Act, and so much more. We'll start here. The dust still settling on the unprecedented raid at Mar-a-Lago. We know that's going on. But we've got to focus on some other stories as well. Other stories as well. While the fallout from the reckless attack on former President Trump continues, and Democrats come to terms with the fact that they've turned 45 into a martyr, we do have some other things to cover that are still of great importance, including the economy, the open southern border, and, of course, the reckless Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 that will do nothing to reduce inflation at all. The war on farmers is continuing, and it will be coming to America soon. And, in fact, a big part of the Democrats' latest socialist package targets American farms with environmental justice warriors in the change charged to hunger, famine, and more. They either know exactly what they're doing or they have no idea, but possibly it could be both. We've discussed it several times already, but with everything that's happening, we need to talk more, right? And we're going to do that. But first, I want to go through a list of the more radical parts of this inflation reduction plan. And the list of new taxes that the socialists will be putting on you and me and ordinary Americans. Yes. I hear that I just appeared on the Today Show. Seriously. Anyhow, that's what's happened. The Christina Bob interview played on the Today Show just moments ago. So there you have it, NBC News. Welcome back to Gruber from NBC. Good, thank you for that. A list of the tax hikes. Here it is. $12 billion crude oil tax, which of course will increase household costs. You have a tax on coal, which will punish West Virginia. They really appreciate that. You have a corporate income tax hike on U.S. businesses, which will be passed on to, well, you and me and everybody else. A 50% corporate alternative minimum tax on the financial statement income of businesses reporting $1 billion in profits for the past 3 years. That's $150 million per year So that's a big one. $124 billion. This is the one that really hurts people. $124 billion on 401k and IRA investments. If the company you're invested with, right, wants to buy back its own stock, they're going to raise the tax on that by $124 billion. Retired teachers and janitors and union people, they'll all get burned on that. And it will put employers at yet another competitive disadvantage with China, which has no such tax. By the way, I have to find this for you. Because this is one of the more outrageous things you'll hear ever. Let's go to bite number eight. Cue up bite number eight. This is from yesterday. All right? This is from yesterday. Nancy Pelosi talking about China. China, one of the freest nations in the world, she proclaims. Her imbecilic socialism is shining through for all to see and hear. Bite number eight, go.
We still support the one China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There is nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk
strong
a little bit.
Democracy,
yeah.
Courageous people, and it just, I don't know why it is, except there's some commercial
interests who would like to diminish
the relationship.
No. Shut up, Nancy. Oh, China's one of the freest nations, one of the freest societies in the world. Right. Where they welded people's doors shut during COVID. If you try to leave, they just shot you. Yeah, Mao Zedong killed 50 million of his own people by starvation. Great place, China. Yeah, great. Where they enslave the Uyghurs and do live organ harvest from those people. Oh, it's freest in the world, one of the freest societies. Nancy, resign in disgrace. Please, go. Go away. Go away fast. Unbelievable that she would say such outrageous things. Just outrageous. All right, so that's China. That's the $124 billion stock tax. And then a 95% federal excise tax on American pharmaceutical manufacturers. Why does that matter? Well, basically, it's a doubling of the tax. A 95% excise tax on prescription drugs, unless the drug manufacturers agree to price controls from the government. Well, nobody's going to agree to that, so they just won't make any new drugs. Price controls never work because they cause supply shortages. Pretty simple stuff. The Congressional Budget Office warning the reduction in manufacturers' revenue could be as high as $1 trillion, which lowers spending on research and development, and therefore the introduction of new drugs to help deal with high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, anything. Doesn't matter. These drugs won't get made because we're going to tax the hell out of the pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharma, step up to the pay window. Don't make anything new in the back room or the lab. And it's hard. The CBO further stresses the uncertainty to assess the number of new drugs that would never make it to the market. No kidding. $52 billion income tax hike on mid-sized and family businesses. The loss limitation originally created by the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Let's see. The offset was the creation of a 20% deduction for pass-through businesses, resulting in a new net tax cut for those companies. Senate Democrats now extending this loss limitation for two additional years to pay for their reckless tax and spend. They did not extend the 20% deduction for pass-through businesses. Did not. If you're an S corporation, you're screwed. And supersizing the IRS to increase audits, $124 billion. Yeah. The bill spends 14 times as much money for enforcement as it does for making the Internal Revenue Service more user-friendly. Those are just some of the taxes the Democrats are delivering to you today in their Inflation Reduction Act. How about the Inspiration Reduction Act? We won't think of anything new. A lot of radical policies in here. Jim Banks says so as well. All right. I'm going to take a break here, and then we'll continue with Ryan Chamberlain. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Had a chance to talk with Jim Leland and Alan Trammell over the weekend about Lou Whitaker, who had his number one retired Saturday. Jim Leland was Lou's first manager in the minor leagues at Lakeland, and Lou was the MVP of the Florida State League as a third baseman. Jim Leland said the talent was obvious. He said Lou Whitaker was just such a good athlete, and while he was a singles hitter then, Leland says he wasn't surprised he developed into a power hitter with his quick bat and strong wrists. I asked Tram what his first impressions were of Whitaker in the instructional league that fall, and he just smiled and said, you could tell he had game. Tram said, most of all, he's so happy to see Lou get the same honor he got 4 years ago, having his number retired. As he said, there's no number three up there without number one.